film, tapes tucked in the back of your closet or attic. So Legacy Box can help digitally declutter all of your home and your boxes. It's the easiest way to check off this important item of spring cleaning. Legacy Box is a way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. So get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk to get an incredible 50% off your first order. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over 1 million families digitally preserve their past. Buy today to take advantage of their exclusive offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk. Save 50% off while supplies last.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The CDC is relaxing its social distancing guidelines for school.
Instead of sitting at desks 6 feet apart, students can now sit 3 feet apart if the school is using mitigation measures.
These recommendations are specific to students in classrooms with universal mask wearing.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says 6 feet of social distancing should still be maintained in common areas, during lunch, and when there are a lot of people talking. Teachers and other adults should continue to stay 6 feet from one another and from students. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill said he would allow the jury to hear only part of the evidence from George Floyd's previous May 2019 arrest.
The only thing that is relevant, again, we have to keep in mind, for cause of death, any other purpose for which this is offered is not relevant and is unduly prejudicial and outweighs the probative value. But as to the point of cause of death and medical condition, May 6th is relevant.
Jury selection was halfway complete last week in former officer Derek Chauvin's trial when the Minneapolis City Council announced it had unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with Floyd's family. Chauvin's attorney Eric Nelson called the timing of the announcement deeply disturbing and said it jeopardized Chauvin's chance for a fair trial. Judge Cahill called the timing unfortunate, but today declined to delay the trial. Federal prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation into the finances of Baltimore's top prosecutor and her husband, who's city council president. The Baltimore Sun reported that it obtained a grand jury subpoena seeking business records for state's attorney Marilyn Mosby and city council president Nick Mosby, including tax returns, bank and credit card statements, and other documents. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq rose 99. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
D-I- Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Rio is ready to undergo a makeover and reemerge as a Hyatt resort. Dreamscape Companies, owner of the Rio and Hyatt Hotels, have announced a franchise agreement. The Rio is about to begin a multi-phase renovation, which will reportedly bring multiple Hyatt full-service offerings to Las Vegas. Public spaces, including gaming, retail, food and beverage, and the pool will be redone, with one of the resort hotel towers being redeveloped into a Hyatt Regency. The renovated property is expected to focus on leisure and business travelers. The city of North Las Vegas is opening a new COVID-19 vaccination site. The city has partnered with the College of Southern Nevada to open the site at the CSN North Las Vegas campus on East Cheyenne. Operations at the site begin on Monday and are by appointment only. First and second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will be offered. The CSN location replaces the Canyon Springs High School vaccination site, which closes today. Now, with the state ready to return control and dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak to the counties on May 1st, Clark County needs to present its plan to Nevada officials by mid-April. A county representative appeared before the state COVID-19 task force yesterday.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Moderate flows on the Beltway right now. Not too bad. 215 eastbound at Valley Ferdy. You'll touch the brakes there. Also, we're getting some slow flows on the 15 in the resort area. Northbound at Tropicana, south 15 at Oki, or bumper to bumper through there. And do expect some congestion. 215 northbound at Robindale.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. It is the end of week 7 of the Nevada legislature, and we'll get to Daniel Honcharu in just a couple of minutes, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. But first, you know how we begin every Friday show. We begin by celebrating because we work real hard. Am I right? You work real hard at your job. I do, too. Here it is, folks. Buckle up.
Man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
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 Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, you know. You know what day it is. It is only the best day of the week. Come on, you know better than that. Yeah, it's the best day of the week. I just absolutely love it. It's Friday. We celebrate the day, no matter whether we're in the midst of a pandemic or not. Fridays are still Fridays. I absolutely love it. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Daniel Honcharu, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We are coming to the end of week seven. The end of week seven. Daniel Honcharu, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just wondering, are we going to be getting to some actual legislating bills being signed by the governor and all of that? Are we getting close to that? Because it's been a quiet first 7 weeks.
Yeah, I think we're inching closer. You know, when I talked to you last Thursday, I think I mentioned that this previous Monday, the 15th, was in fact the deadline for new bills to be introduced. But of course, in typical fashion, that deadline was wholly ignored. They've been introducing new bills all week. It will continue through today and likely into next week, I've been told. I was actually on a panel with Assemblyman Roberts and Senator Joe Hardy last night with Americans for Prosperity talking about this. And it just seems like the LCB is backed up. We're still awaiting the introduction of several bills important to us, specifically concerning occupational licensing, making it easier for average people to find work. But I'll tell you one thing, we're only March 19th now. We got more than 2 months left. If we're already this far behind schedule, I'm going to offer a prediction. And that prediction is that we are going to see the most hectic last few weeks, perhaps ever, in a Nevada legislative session. There is so much to do still, and, typically the last few weeks are always chaotic, and I expect it will be, one notch above that this time around, again, due to seemingly how far the LCB and lawmakers are in terms of introducing bills.
Now, have they, given the extra week, and we're coming to the close of that extra week, have they made any progress?
Progress is being made. I saw that most of the afternoon committee hearings were canceled. I presume that was to affect the introduction of more bills. There is a separate deadline for bill introductions concerning those which are sponsored by committees as a whole. That happens this next Monday, and I strongly suspect that deadline will be generally disregarded as well. I often tell you deadlines to the Nevada legislature are more like guidelines, which can be changed basically on a whim, and we've seen a lot of that already.
I want to ask you, you mentioned occupational licensing, and there is a bill that is ready to go. The big question is it going to get a hearing? Can you talk a little bit about what that bill is and what it's designed to do?
Well, so there are a few bills we're looking at. One of them that's important to us, it's important to NPRI, in that I actively worked behind the scenes with Senator Kerry Buck on this issue, is Senate Bill 178. What it proposes is basically very marginal reductions in terms of the requirements needed to perform certain types of cosmetology work. For example, in this state, you must be licensed to wash hair in a salon, and it requires 50 hours of training in how to properly wash hair. On its face, these kinds of policies sound protectionist for the industry. And, I talked to the Occupational Licensing Board itself just a few weeks ago, and nobody could offer me any kind of justification for a 50-hour hair washing requirement. So SB 178 is one of those bills we're following. We are hoping it'll be heard, no indication yet. And then, as I just mentioned, we are eagerly awaiting the introduction of Assemblyman Tom Roberts' bill in the area of licensing. My understanding is that it's going to be more broad in its scope, modeled after a very successful Florida bill. So I eagerly await that language as well. Again, hopefully in the next few days or so.
Daniel, I want to ask you about something that I'm starting to hear more and more about from friends of mine who own property and who rent to folks, and that's the property rights, the eviction notices, things like that. There are a number of bills that are out there. What is happening on that issue on both sides, both the renter side and the landlord side?
Well, you know, this is a case where I think renters will be prioritized throughout the legislative session based on the demographic makeup of the legislature. You know, the Democrats are in the majority. They could pass any of these bills, which in my mind further diminish property rights. You know, to me, this has been a real central theme of Governor Sisolak's tenure ever since the COVID emergency was announced a year ago. You know, the assault on property rights continues, as I say, whether it's the eviction moratorium, limits on in-person gatherings inside your own house, these ridiculous business lockdowns, which still have capacity limits. so that's been a central theme, and Democrats seem intent on increasing tenant protections to the detriment of landlords. And there are four bills I'll mention quickly, all of which essentially seek to do the same thing, you know, increase tenants' rights, decrease landlord rights, and I'll also put some context behind this. All of these bills are being proposed sort of under the auspices of COVID relief, but nothing in these bills is temporary. So we are changing fundamental laws regarding American property rights permanently based on a what is known to be temporary economic situation. Now, of course, we recognize that there are thousands still in the state struggling to afford rent. You know, they're behind on their Dieter payments. But like you said, likewise, there are a lot of landlords, a lot of mom-and-pop type landlords who haven't been receiving, you know, their rental income for over a year and whose rights have been essentially revoked. So, you know, it's important to approach this issue with compassion, of course. But permanently eroding property rights is a horrible way to do it. Property rights are a cornerstone of free markets and capitalism. This is a very slippery slope, and I wish we would hear more GOP pushback on this issue. Unfortunately, like I said, there's not much they can do because these bills require simple majority votes, and Sisolak, I imagine, is very inclined to sign them.
Well, and the way they're nickel and diming this whole thing, SB 218 prohibits landlords from charging application fees. They've been doing this forever. I mean, yeah, this is nothing, you know, radical here. We've been doing this, and now all of a sudden we're going to say, if you want to go look at an apartment, you don't have to pay an application fee.
Yeah, it just seems punitive, and it suggests that the left, you know, is kind of business blind. Do they not recognize that there are costs associated with leasing? Of course there are. And often they're tremendously high because of all the regulatory burdens we impose on these landlords. So, you know, this strikes me as just being, as you mentioned, SB 218, just being punitive to landlords, not even seeking compromise, but come on, you know, just on its face seems, it seems like those pushing this bill have no real sense of how businesses, especially leasing companies, operate.
Well, and even if you look at AB 317, which would deny an applicant based on his or her income, his sources of income. If they don't have any income, how can you rent to people and then and then be told you can't deny them, you know, because they have no income?
Yeah, well, so this bill, AB 317, what it does is basically say that you can't discriminate based on where their income comes from. So if you're a welfare recipient, for example, or some other alternative to a career-style occupation, this takes discretion away from landlords in terms of who they can lease to. And this has been a trend for decades in America. We have all kinds of discriminatory protecting regulations that landlords must follow in good faith or be punished. And from my perspective, if it's my property I'm leasing, I want my preferred tenant to be there. And so, again, you see more dilution of property rights, more kind of overcorrecting towards the tenant side for what is, again, ultimately this COVID pandemic is going to be temporary. But we are making laws that will be permanent, that will forever alter property rights of homeowners and landlords in Nevada.
More coming up with Daniel Honcharoo from NPRI up in Carson City. Again, they're banned from the building, but he's operating by Skype and by Zoom and by all the other electronic means. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. This is week 7 of the Nevada Legislature on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Daniel Honcharoo alongside Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI joining us from Carson City, where he moves every year. Or every other year, I should say, he moves his base of operations from Las Vegas to the north the northern Nevada region. In fact, he actually lives in Incline Village, which is a little more upscale. But always good to have him, Daniel. Let me ask you. We always talk about topics of conversation in Carson City, and one of the issues that is. Up there right now, and that is good criminal justice reform. What kind of form does that take?
Yeah, so we at NPRI are known to have a bit of a libertarian slant within us, and so we often embrace a lot of the criminal justice reforms that the left often puts forward, and I've spent years trying to convince more constitutional conservative types to jump on board with a lot of these reforms because they really align with conservative philosophy. Let me give you a good example. AB 116 was heard in committee yesterday. It is a bill which would decriminalize traffic tickets. To me, this is just common sense stuff. We aren't talking DUIs. We're talking minor traffic violations, and there is absolutely no need to waste taxpayer resources prosecuting these very minor crimes. I was pleased to see that seemingly every GOP member on the committee seemed at least willing to consider embracing this. I hope they are all an affirmative yay vote when it comes to a committee vote. Somewhat predictably, the biggest opponent here is government. Local governments came into the hearing opposing the bill largely on the basis that it will reduce their revenues. You know, a lot of local government functions are funded on the backs of traffic tickets, traffic prosecutions. And so, you know, with local government, it's just always about revenues, even if it means denying good policy and or justice. And I think AB 116 is another reflection of that. But we certainly urge all GOPers and all Dems to vote yes on this common sense criminal justice reform legislation, AB 116.
Now, does that mean that communities wouldn't be able to give out speeding tickets?
Oh, no, they would definitely give out speeding tickets, but they would be only citations and not misdemeanors, as these tickets often are these days. And so, you know, why actually waste the DA's time in prosecuting these things? Let's make them, you know, minor citations. They pay their small fee. They get out of there. It's a waste of money to prosecute these crimes. That's the strongest conservative argument in favor of such a bill.
I know that we came into the session worried about tax bills. We worried that there were going to be a number of tax bills. Then we found out we're getting $4.5 billion in federal money, which kind of negates the need for tax revenues. But there are tax bills in this legislature. Can you tell me what AB 272 is? It is sponsored by GOP members, and it's a tax bill.
Yeah, so I've said from day one, as has NPRI, that we absolutely need no new taxes during this session. Sisolak delivered a balanced budget. Local revenues are doing much better than anticipated, and the Economic Forum gave a great forecast. So there, and this new $4.5 billion installment just reaffirms those beliefs that, you know, no new taxes, period, at either the state or local level. But what AB 272 does